And now this is a dictation. For Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, Clark, April 23, 1947, addresses a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, I'm seeing Mr. Clark, a non-scheduled visit, per request of Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. As you know, he has a renal transplant from the knees 2008 on immunosuppressants, has a stable kidney function. He has a skin cancer with prior procedures on the right ear. The skin, cancer appears to be invasive in the local area, no evidence of metastasis. The discussion is about the use of immunotherapy, which has proven excellent results in this type of tumors. The concern, however, is the risk for rejection, even after this so many years since this transplant was given. There is no clinical trials about that, only case reports. From what I'm reviewing in the literature, some of the reports as high as 40% of rejection, which patient is not willing to go in that direction. Denies any headaches. This is not compromising his ability to eat, chew, swallow. I can notice, however, some fullness over the area of the parotid gland. He already has decreased hearing, best ear on the left side. He has underlying COPD, as well as severe dysphonia from prior tracheostomy. He is compliant with transplant medications. He remains on bronchodilators, has been anticoagulated to Xarelto. I'm requesting him to discuss with a head neck surgeon. I call Dr. Chonchai, C-H-O-N-C-H-I. He uses University of Michigan as a reference point to see if there is anything that can be done locally, including potential radiation. Harold, which he goes by Mike, is at this moment not willing to take any risk about his transplant, which I understand. Otherwise, we will follow his normal schedule for his renal transplant and renal failure. End of dictation.